While they're unable to offer face-to-face services, calls to community legal centres have spiked during the pandemic. There's been a particular increase in calls from people who have lost their jobs, as well as those experiencing family violence. Meanwhile, in Western Australia, there's concern people who don't have the money to pay fines could end up behind bars. Bridget Fitzgerald has this report.
As coronavirus shutdowns began in Victoria, the Eastern Community Legal Centre, which operates in Melbourne's eastern suburbs, decided to focus on one particular group.
We have made a very conscious decision to prioritise people who are experiencing or at risk of experiencing family violence.
Belinda Lowe is the principal lawyer and director of legal services.
They're calling us because of the increase in the family violence at home. And also the lack of access to services, or at least the perception of the lack of access to services.
It's not only family violence leading to a spike in demand for free legal services. National Association of Community Legal Centres Chief Executive Nassim Araj says there's been a 30% increase in calls.
Ending the relationship with their workplace is something that people need help with. People who are renting have needed help. We've seen an increase in consumer credit and debt issues. So whether it's owing it to like banks on loans or with utility bills or mobile phone bills, those kinds of issues.
Nassim Araj and Belinda Lowe say funding for legal centres, domestic violence shelters and public housing will all need to increase in the weeks and months to come. In Western Australia, there's an added risk. People who can't pay fines can still be jailed.
The three current options for dealing with unpaid court fines are time to pay, community work or going to jail.
Anne Margaret Walsh is the principal solicitor of the Street Law Centre of WA, which mostly deals with people at risk of or experiencing homelessness. While there's legislation before State Parliament to make jail time a last resort for unpaid fines, she's worried that financial pressures from the coronavirus pandemic will produce more fine defaulters, while the social distancing shutdowns have at the same time curbed the option of doing community service.
Given that they wouldn't be able to avail themselves of all of those options, that the equitable thing to do would be to place a pause on all enforcement processes.
In a statement, a spokesman for the WA Department of Justice says while enforcement won't be suspended, the Fines Enforcement Registry is offering leeway to debtors facing financial hardship, in particular those who've lost their jobs. Those unable to pay may contact the registry to work out a payment plan.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.